We are here backstage at Live 2011 with the lovely Emily Sander.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, girl.
Thank you.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Midlands, Emily. Right, Live 2011 tonight.
Yes.
And this is going to be a lot of people's first chance to see you live.
Uh-huh.
What can we expect for this?
Big vocals and, you know, big songs, I think. Yeah, I love performing, so I'm looking forward to get on stage.
So we know you for your festival called Heaven, which went to number 2.
Yeah.
And of course, the tune you did with Professor Green, All About It.
Uh-huh.
And Daddy is released tomorrow.
Yes,
right?
It is, yeah.
Which is exciting.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be at all of these on stage tonight.
Yeah, Daddy, Heaven, and a new one called Next to Me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Exciting that you, and maybe people don't know this as well, you've done a lot of writing for a lot of big names.
Mm,
so you've done Leona Lewis.
Yes.
The one that really interests me is Subo.
Yeah, that was.
How does this come about?
Well, we've done a lot of writing for Psycho, Simon Cowell's label. And so we did Leona Lewis, Alexandra Burke. We did a session with Cher Lloyd, actually. And then they were like, how would you feel about writing for Susan Boyle? So I was like, that would be really cool. And had a great time.
This, in my head, means you, Emily Sande, and do not lie to me. You are a multimillionaire.
I wish I was
this
a multimillionaire.
This is how it works in my head.
Yeah, okay. Well, I would like, maybe if I could just be a multimillionaire in your head, that would be good enough, you know?
you must do that. I mean, Subo sells billions of albums.
She's popular with everybody.
Well, I'm not a millionaire yet, but we'll see. Maybe in 5 years. I hope I am.
This is a message to Simon Cowell.
Yeah,
royalties,
exactly.
Please, royalties.
Pay me.
Do you not find it a bit weird, though, going from working with Professor Green to Subo? I mean, there's ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy the challenge. I love that I can kind of work with Tiny and Professor Green and write kind of something more hip-hop, but then flex the other kind of songwriting part of me and do Susan
She's
Boyle.
She's fully diverse, Joe.
I love
She's
it.
Fully diverse.
Yeah, you got to keep it diverse.
What's your thing, Emily? Are you all about live?
Yeah, I love performing live, and I've just finished my tour now, so I've loved kind of just seeing the immediate reaction with fans. But I love writing, I love recording, I love live. They're just so different. Everything.
How are the fans with you? Have you got a big fan base now that they, I don't know, send you ridiculous things in the post and?
No. Well, actually, one girl tattooed my name on her arm, which was
what?
The craziest thing. That was in Bristol, so that
wow.
was like, whoa, okay. But no, it's growing, and it's great to see just kind of the different types of people that are enjoying the music.
Do you remember being a fan? Because I wonder, like, I was a mental George Michael fan. I had a T-shirt that said Joe for George.
It's scary. It's scary.
Wow. What did you do when you were a fan?
When I was a fan,
and
I
who
was.
Were you of? Who were you a fan of?
I was a massive, massive fan of Eternal. Do you remember them?
Man, I love Eternal.
I was a humongous fan. And I remember I always used to ring it and ring into Live and Kicking. Like, I would ring in all the time trying to speak to Eternal and ask them. I can't even remember what my question was, but I was gutted. I never got to.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. Little Emily's on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, Live and Kicking. I want to speak to Eternal.
Yeah. That was it.
We're doing a thing with all the artists. Mm-hmm. We're playing question relay.
Okay.
So the artist we interviewed before you has set you a question.
Okay, cool.
As you hopefully will do with the next artist.
All right, cool.
The artist was Pixie Lotz.
Yes.
And her question to you is, do you remember working with her about a year ago?
Yes, I do.
And can you tell us all about it?
I worked with Pixie Lotz a year ago. We were working with a producer called Lucas Sakan in London, and she was lovely. She was really cool, and we did a song, and yeah, I remember that very vividly, yeah.
So you're going to be hanging out with Pixie backstage here at Live
2011? Yeah, I'm going to go say hi, yeah.
Just have a little drink in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Nice. Right, so now what we need from you then, Emily, is your question for our next interview, which
okay.
is going to be Tinchy Strider.
Tinchy Strider.
So, you can be as juicy as you like. I mean, it's not about knowing or whatever. Just ask
any question at all, Emily Sande. What's your question for Tinchy?
Potentially a question that you wouldn't want to be asked yourself, even.
Oh, well, I remember I worked with Tinchy about a year ago as well. So I'm going to ask him, did he bring his Baileys? Because I know he likes a little bit of Baileys, and we shared that in common. So I'm going to say, do you have your Baileys with you tonight?
It's a great question. it's full of potential brilliant stories as well. Emily, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
We'll see you on stage.
Thank you very much.
The crowd are going to adore you. We thank you for coming to Live 2011.
Thanks for having me.